And next this morning on KSMU Arts News, we will talk about basically theater from the medieval period, as presented by the Drury University Theater Department, their fourth production of the 2018-2019 season. It's called Medieval Farces, and it goes on starting next Wednesday. And I had down two people who were going to be here, but you brought a third person, so let's introduce everybody.
Well, hi, I'm Stephanie Madison. I'm one of the directors of the Medieval Farces.
I'm Jacob Maher. I'm an actor in Pierre Padelin.
And I'm Drew Moore. I'm an actor in The Cave of Salamanca.
Okay. Well, I can just kind of throw this open to you guys to talk about this. These are both shows that date back to what period? We talk about medieval, but that's not just like a 10-year period. Let's talk about what kind of time period we're talking about here.
Well, Cave of Salamanca was actually written in 1615, and it's been translated into English, and we're using one of their translations. And then Pierre Padelin is actually written by one of it's rewritten.
Well, it was originally written in France in the 17th century, and the head of our department, Dr. Sokol, has adapted it. So the language in it is more contemporary, where Cave of Salamanca is very much intact of the era.
Yes.
And you're going to be basically doing in Drury's black box, little black box theater, the Sunderland Studio Theater in O'Bannon Hall.
Yes.
I'll give you the dates right now. Opens next Wednesday the 10th at 7:30 p.m. and continues through Saturday the 13th with evening performances at 7:30. And there's a matinee on Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. You are not directing... You're directing Cave of Salamanca. You are not directing Pierre Padelin. That is being directed by Alex Jones, who's
That's
not
correct.
With us this morning. Can you give me an idea of what both shows are about?
Well, Cave of Salamanca is about this this woman and her maid. Her husband has left home, and they're bringing their lovers over to their house.
Okay.
And the husband's carriage breaks down, and he comes back early. So it's this frantic trying to lie to the husband, hide the lovers, and give him the story of who these people actually are and them trying to cover up their lie.
Well, classic sex farce material, basically.
Absolutely.
Right. And Absolutely. Go ahead.
And then Pierre Padelin is about a down-on-his-luck lawyer who his wife is nagging him to help him get a new dress. And from that, he goes to swindle his neighbor, who is the draper in town. And from that spirals out a whole legal case of everybody just cheating each other out of money.
And what are you doing in the show?
I'm actually one of the miscreants from Cave of Salamanca.
One of the miscreants?
Yeah.
All right.
I am one of the
hideaway. One of the lovers. Yeah. He's our barber, and he is playing the ukulele in my show. So,
oh, cool!
Yeah,
nice. All right. How many students are involved?
There is seven in my show acting wise, but and five in Pierre.
Yeah.
But all the students have been actively involved, either helping build the set, hanging lights,
right.
Everything, building costumes. We've got a whole bunch of great designers, and we've all been working really hard on it.
The show is complete, like the sound, set, lighting, everything's been completely designed by students.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were talking about how Mick has kind of updated Pierre Padelin to kind of make it a little more contemporary as far as just the speech, the language. If you had to do anything similar with Cave of Salamanca?
No, I've kept the language as traditional as I possibly could. I've really wanted to bring history into this show, and that's another reason why we're doing the medieval festival outside on Saturday, is because they would perform outside, and we want
right.
to bring that history
I wanted
to
talk about that, too. You've got the Medieval Players Festival on from noon till 4 on Saturday the
yes.
13th at the Kellogg Green Space on the Drury campus.
Yes.
And this is free, all ages invited to this. It's kind of a Renaissance fair in a way.
Yes, absolutely. We've got 20 different vendors coming. We've got food trucks. We've got like kettle corn. We've got dragon's breath, glass, hot glass and jewelry, a whole bunch of other different vendors. The ukulele club is actually going to be performing there. And then our shows will be performing on our green space.
Performing
at two.
On original instrument medieval ukuleles, I take it.
Medieval ukuleles, yes.
The grandchild of the lute, which was, they use those all the time.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. That's the yeah, great grandchild. Mm-hmm. Then you'll, of course, have outdoor performances mm-hmm. of the two plays starting at 2 p.m. on the 13th. And attendees are invited to wear medieval or Renaissance costumes or your interpretation
absolutely,
thereof.
Yes.
As you say, basically the ancient plays would have probably been there didn't really exist indoor theaters as such in the medieval period, so they would have probably done these out in the open.
Mm-hmm. They would have been out in the open. They would perform in bars. They had pageant wagons that they brought everything with them on and perform outside.
Sure.
So we really wanted to bring that historical aspect to the community.
All right. Drury Theater performing two medieval farces April 10th through the 13th, and then on Saturday the 13th, noon to 4 p.m. outdoors in the Kellogg Green Space at Drury is the Medieval Players Festival, which will include an outdoor performance of it's the Saturday matinee of the Medieval Farces double bill. And there will also be, as you said, local food trucks, wandering minstrels, wandering ukulele players, and arts and crafts from something like 20 mm-hmm. local vendors, and that is free and open to the public. The indoor performances of the two medieval farces, tickets range from, depending on whether you're a student or affiliated with Drury or whether you're part of the general public, they range from $3 to $14. The Drury box office at 873-7255 is open Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m., you can also, and also an hour before curtain on show days.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to DruryUniversity.com/theater and then click on the link for the box office to order tickets online. And I'm going to have you two write your names down so that I'm recording this to go on our website because I couldn't catch your names at first. So I'm going to, as you're going out, I'll have you write your names down so I can give you proper credit. One of the actors from Pierre Patelin. Another actor from the Cave of Salamanca, and the director of Cave of Salamanca is Stephanie Madison. So everybody here, thanks for coming and appreciate it, and hope you have a good run of shows and good weather for the outdoor festival next Saturday.
Outdoor festival.
There you go. All right.
If there is bad weather, we will be performing in the Drury Ballroom.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.